أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما خلقنا السماء والأرض وما بينهما لاعبين لو أردنا أن نتخذ لهوا لاتخذناه من لدنا إن كنا فاعلين بل نقذف بالحق على الباطل فيدمغه فإذا هو زاهق ولكم الويل مما تصفون وله من في السماوات والأرض ومن عنده لا يستكبرون عن عبادته ولا يستحسرون يسبحون الليل والنهار لا يفترون صدق الله العظيم. One ayat before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Allah Rabbul Izzat crushing those that disbelieved in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, then we create after them another community. In these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا لَاعِبِينَ. And we have not created the skies and the earth and whatever lies between it. لاعبين, as an amusement, as a play. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about whatever has been created, there is a maqsad, there is an objective. And in that ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the destruction. So Allah shows us one very important lesson, that the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has a definite objective. There is a reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates, and also there is a definite reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroys. That is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, insofar as the destruction is concerned, but the creation Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, the skies, the earth, this entire universe. On the one hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala displays to us Allah's complete qudrat, Allah's complete power. That man looks at this creation of Allah, and it in itself is supposed to be a means of inviting us towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Besides that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us His perfection, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, by perfecting the creation, we can realize the perfection of the Creator Himself. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us His knowledge, that how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had created the perfection of everything also indicates the perfect knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that continues and continues. لو أردنا أن نتخذ لهوا لاتخذناه من لدنا إن كنا فاعلين. If we desired that we make it a play or an amusement, لاتخذناه من عندنا, then we would have created it by us, إن كنا فاعلين, if we wanted to have done that. If Allah Rabbul Izzat wanted to create things for play and amusement, so that man may amuse himself, and for that matter, wa na'udhu billah, Allah Himself would have amused Himself, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, we didn't need to create the skies and the earth and everything that is in between the skies and the earth for play and amusement. We could have done that by ourselves, right by Allah Himself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if we so desired. But that was not the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a reason, and that is that man brings iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala by seeing this perfect creation of Allah. بَلْ نَقْذِفُ بِالْحَقِّ عَلَى الْبَاطِلِ فَيَدْمَغُهُ فَإِذَا هُوَ زَاحِقٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, nay, the reality is this, that we throw the truth upon the batil. That we see all the time in the lives of all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, they come in an environment of batil, in an environment of falsehood, an environment of kufr. And then the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bestowed with the nubuwat, and then he starts single-handed, and slowly one, two people will accept the message of that Nabi. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this as بَلْ نَقْذِفُ بِالْحَقِّ عَلَى الْبَاطِلِ, that we throw the truth at the falsehood, and in this way, by doing so, فَيَدْمَغُهُ فَإِذَا هُوَ زَاهِقٌ, the truth will crush that batil. Batil is totally crushed. Then فَإِذَا هُوَ زَاهِقٌ, then it vanishes and truth prevails on the surface of the earth at that particular time. So this has been the system of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, no matter what kind of kufr that may have prevailed at a particular time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eradicates that kufr. The amazing thing is this, in this particular time, haq is available, the Quran Kareem is haq, the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is haq, our aqeedah and our belief is all haq, but yet we cannot propagate that haq to others, and that is the consequences that we are suffering is because of the weakness of our own iman. وَلَكُمُ الْوَيْلُ مِمَّا تَصِفُونَ. And addressing the disbelievers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, destruction is for you because of that which you have established, because of that which you have described, insofar as the qualities of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is concerned. Now that is the condition of man, that man does not want to make the ibadat of Allah, man does not want to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the other creation of Allah, وَلَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs whatever is in the skies and the earth. وَمَنْ عِنْدَهُ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ وَلَا يَسْتَحْسِرُونَ. And whatever is or whoever is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and here reference is being made to the malaika, they are not arrogant to make the ibadat of Allah. They continue making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يَسْتَحْسِرُونَ. And at the same time, they do not defer, or they do not become weary, or they do not become lazy insofar as the ibadat of Allah Rabbul Izzat is concerned. They continue 24 hours of the day and night making the ibadat and the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُسَبِّحُونَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ لَا يَفْتُرُونَ. That they make the tasbih of Allah, they glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night, and لا يَفْتُرُونَ, they do not fall short, they do not become sluggish. To this extent, when some had recited this ayah, it was the time of Ka'b al-Ahbar, he was from amongst those that had knowledge of the kitabs of the past, he embraced the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that how is it possible that the malaika are given other tasks and other duties that Allah had given them, and yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they are continuously in the ibadat of Allah, making the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ka'b al-Ahbar gave a wonderful reply, something that we can reflect on. So he asked the person, is it not possible for you to carry out your tasks during the day, and at the same time you continue breathing? Is it that you do some work and your breathing stops? So the person replied, no, I will do other work and I breathe at the same time. He said, that is how they make the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here we learn the important lesson that whilst we are going about the tasks of our day, then we can also remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not necessarily with the tongue only, in our hearts also we can observe the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in that manner we become closer to Allah. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us another very important lesson, that whether insan believes or does not believe, it does not alter the status of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the slightest, but there are the creations of Allah that continuously remember Allah. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.